Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar as well as yours daily. After receiving Turning Point ministration, forward it to your contacts. Please do so daily, even if some of them are not responding or seems not to appreciate your effort. Keep sending it. One day soon, they will start listening, getting blessed, then they will appreciate you and love you for all your effort. Welcome to Monday, the 28th day in April 2025. Just 2 more days for April to be over. Then we shall step into the month of May, the 5th month in the year. As usual, please open your hand and heart to receive the day's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. 2 days to the end of the month, a big breakthrough shall yet drop for you. For God, 48 hours, too much. He can turn things around within a twinkling of an eye. I see a positive shift for you. God is set to bring an end to some of the old lingering issues in someone's life. An old time battle is about to come to an end. If that concerns you or any of your loved ones, I prophesy, receive that divine intervention. It does not take God a forever to turn a situation around. It only takes faith on the part of the recipient. By faith, receive that turnaround miracle now. In that office, marketplace, in that family, in that home, in that country, things will shift in your favor. Who is this with a query to answer? There is an evil plan to implicate you. God asked me to tell you that plan has failed. The outcome shall be in your favor, in fact, to your promotion. Someone with a police or court case, don't shake. God is fighting your battle. It shall be in your favor. You will soon have no case to answer. Who is this with a failed expectation? The result of that exam, interview, or submission did not favor you. You say, to yourself 3 times, I have not failed. I have not failed. I have not failed. Yes, you have not failed. God has a better plan for you. You shall soon step into it. Who is this? I see smiles and laughters all over you, replacing tears and pains. Listeners, lay your right hand on your chest, on your heart, to receive this prayer. Whatever is giving you concern shall turn to become a testimony. Yes, I see challenges, issues of concern, either for yourself, your children, your husband, your business, career, financial issue, immigration issue, even health challenge or whatever. I see them turn into testimonies. Please make that phone call. Make that request. You shall receive a favorable response. All you have in your heart and in your plan to do this week shall say true with ease. Say Amen, I receive it. April 28, born people, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your new age is blessed also. God will make your life and destiny colorful. You shall mark this date from year to year in good health, in prosperity, and in power. Say Amen. Happy birthday. I said yesterday, we shall have a 1 week, that is 7 days of testimony sharing only. And then we return back to teachings, counseling, and mentoring. I have observed that many of us love the teaching weeks. However, sharing testimonies of God's goodness and divine intervention is also very powerful. It opens doors for more miraculous interventions. Send or resend your testimonies today and be connecting to this testimony as we share them. First testimony today, I want to thank God Almighty in this commission for his grace and mercy in my life and that of my family. During the crossover night with Daddy, April 4th, he said in the live streaming that we should type in the comment bar and say, my fears will not happen. 4 times, I did as he said with faith. And as God will have it, what I feared might happen the next day, being the 2nd of April, did not happen. Praise the Lord with me. Your fears will not happen. Get ready for another crossover vigil Wednesday night. Another testifier. I want to praise the Lord who promoted me and gave me victory. The exam was tough and stressful. I cried bitterly after the exam, and I saw a battle seed, and I said, "Oh Lord, take over the glory." Lo and behold, I have the highest score ever in all the promotion exam I've ever had. He went with me for the interview and promoted me. Praise the Lord. I've sold my vow to the commission. Wow, somebody there, you will have the best result this time around. Another testifier, he said, "I want to share my testimonies of God's blessings and faithfulness to me. One, miracle alert each time you ask us to raise our cell phone. Two, financial favors and says anytime I pay my tithe and sow my seed. Three, divine healing via your prayers. Four, each time you instructed us to hold a key and turn a key, open a door and close it, I always obeyed. Finally, God has shown me mercy and blessed me too with gift of a house and a car on the same day. What an awesome God we serve. Month of March has moved me into my new LRM. So please bless the gift for me and the destiny helper, the person God used to deliver them. I bless the gift and I bless the person. And I pray for everyone connected, you will have similar testimonies very soon. Always obey whatever God is leading me to ask us to do. Do so, and your life will turn around. Another one. Good morning, Daddy and my lovely TPGF. Someone came to buy goods from me. He did transfer and showed me the debt alert and left. By the time I would check my phone, the money did not enter, and I don't know the man. I now prayed and sowed a seed that the Lord should touch the man's heart to return my money. Few hours later, he returned the money that it was reversed. Praise the Lord. The power of seed sowing. Another one. I thank God for his faithfulness. I almost sold out all the goods in my shop, more than I expected. I was also gifted money. My tithe has been sent. All those in buying and selling in commerce, this end of the month, your goods will sell out. You will have the highest turnover, amazing turnover. I want to thank God and all he has done for me this year. One, my children have finally joined me here in United Kingdom after two refusals. Two, I was very sick and bleeding, but I was healed totally, miraculously, after Daddy prophesied. God is real. Daddy, please pray that the land of United Kingdom we yield its increase for me and my children. Thanksgiving seed has been sent. The land of UK, we open for you and all our listeners in diaspora. The land where you are, we open for you as Egypt opened for Joseph. Say amen. Good morning, my TPJ family. I just want to thank God for his goodness. Where my daughter is working, they conspired against my daughter. They wanted to take her out. But God used four of the bosses to plead her case. In the end, he was not fired. He was made to join the team. I'm so grateful to God. Thanksgiving offering seed have been sent into the GT account of the commission. Each time God blesses you, sow a Thanksgiving seed so that greater door can open. Another one. Good morning, Daddy and the rest of the family. Yesterday, the 4th of April, Daddy prayed for alert upon alert and says too, for the second time, he favored me in this commission. It was more than blessing me. I'm so grateful, sir. My daughter got admitted into the university of her choice, which was one of my prayer points in the year. I got into a very big trouble with the police earlier in the year. While I was there, I was praying to the God of this commission. God turned things around for me. I was declared innocent. All Thanksgiving offering seed has been paid. God will turn things around for you. Good day, my glorious Daddy and my blessed TPJ family. After paying crossover seed into the month of March, I want to thank God Almighty for the successful approval of my family permanent residence in Canada. It can only be God. Daddy, please pray that God will grant us the fruit of the womb. Consider it done. Another vigil is coming. You can hear testimony. Please get ready to praise God, to pray to him, to receive his word, and to sow sacrificial seed to secure the new month. You shall be the next testifier. Please forward this to all on your conduct, as I said the other time. Join us online on our social media platforms for the Monday edition of Live Broadcast later today. It is questions, answers, and prayers, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Nigeria time. Please don't forget, then, the 30 minutes crossover vigil I've been announcing from this Wednesday, April 30, to Thursday, May 1. Write it down so you will not forget. From 10 minutes to 12 midnight to 20 minutes past 12, May 1. It is via our social media platforms of YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. Don't miss it. It is the last day of each month. In that 30 minutes, we will do four things. Praise and thanksgiving to God Almighty. I will share the word of God briefly. We will pray intensively. And then we'll sow a sacrificial seed into the new month to secure the month. God cannot see sacrifice and turn away. It's a mighty revelation. Don't enter the new month just like that. Let's enter the new month. Thanksgiving to God for the outgoing month. A word that God will give me for you. And then we will pray a prayer led of the Holy Ghost into the new month. And get your sacrificial seed ready to open the month. I pray for everyone. The power of God will favor you. The grace of God will be mighty on you. You are ending this month gloriously. You are entering the month of May, the month of grace, gracefully. Nothing of yours will fail. What is working now will work better. What is yet to work will start working. Every dead aspect of your life will come back to life. Oh, you are going to have it great and have it wonderfully well. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, answer, truly blessed. Bye.